Namaste and welcome to Vedanta, the River of Wisdom podcast, a podcast that brings to you the ancient flowing tradition of wisdom that reveals you are pure being having a human experience. I am Swamini B, a Vedanta teacher and a Hindu monk, and your guide by the side. Let us flow, you and I, on the banks of the river of wisdom. The Ahankara was preening and fussing about all that is I, me and mine, as the firecrackers were bursting in the neighborhood during Deepavali. She was getting ready to worship Mahalakshmi. The red sari with gold border was draped beautifully and her jewelry was sparkling. She knew she was looking her best and, as is common, she was smiling a lot more, conscious of her appearance. The Ahankara joined her hands to pray to Mahalakshmi, mentally going through her list. Devi, may the stock market do well. May I get a good bonus this year. May we go on more vacations. May we have enough for retirement. You know how the rate of inflation is going up. May the health of the family, especially parents, be fine. And Mahalakshmi, if I've forgotten anything, you please remember to give me more. She looked lovingly at her distracted family, who had been cajoled to come at least for the aarti in the puja. Mahalakshmi, please bless all of us. After receiving the aarti, she said, okay, time for a picture. Ah, my right profile is better. Okay, smile everyone. Clicked. I will forward this picture on our WhatsApp group and then all of you can post on Instagram. Wishing everyone happy Deepavali. As the rest of the family drifted away into their rooms, she opened the drawer to put her book back. Her eyes chanced upon a picture of Devi Kali. She knew that Devi Kali was also worshipped during Deepavali, but she had kept away. Things were different now as she was bathed in a warm, receptive glow after the puja. She allowed her eyes to look at Devi Kali. Suddenly, Kali spoke. Why have you kept away from me? The Ahankara was shocked. Maybe I'm imagining. Kali repeated herself. Why have you kept away from me? The Ahankara said, I'm scared of you. Ah, so you like the sweet, kind, benevolent form and not someone like me. The Ahankara meekly says, No, not like that. How can I be fearless? Kali says, Your ragas and dveshas cause fear in you. Whatever you love, you imagine losing it. How will you live without that thing or the person? You imagine. Now you're afraid. Then, whatever you dislike and want to avoid, like death, diseases, and taxes, are hovering around you. And so no wonder you live in fear all the time. You can be fearless if you are less identified with your form. But your whole life revolves around, I like this, I like that, I hate this, I hate that. You cannot hold on to your ragas and dveshas and still be fearless. In fact, my name is also Chamunda because I destroyed Chanda and Munda, standing for ragas and dveshas. Your ragas and dveshas are a part of my order and therefore can be converted into preferences. Instead of, I cannot do without ... and complete the sentence, you could say, I would prefer to not do without ... I can handle anything. Say that and I, Kali, am with you. Perhaps you're also scared of my long red tongue. I use the tongue to swallow the countless desires you have. Just like Rakta Bija, the Asura destroyed by me in Devi Mahatmyam. He was given a bone that if a drop of his blood fell to the earth, another Rakta Bija will emerge and one will have to keep fighting these emerging forms. So I just kept swallowing his blood as he was being attacked, such that no more of his forms could appear. You, Ahankara, and your countless desires are just like that. You fulfill one desire, then one more appears. And they keep appearing. And all this for the sake of feeling complete, but fullness or completeness is nowhere in sight. The Ahankara is beginning to feel threatened now. Can you speak more about your form which we meditate on? Why do you look like that? Kali knew that the Ahankara was dodging her discomfort and continued in her compassion. I'm shown as having loosened, disheveled tresses of hair, reaching my feet just to show the depth of creation and all of my knowledge. My wide gaping mouth tears into all your internal enemies, such as karma, krodha, lobha, binding desire, anger, greed, confusion, pride, jealousy, moha, mada, matsarya. The severed heads in my hands also indicate the same thing. The Ahankara asks, did you say you will tear into me? My self-esteem is very fragile. I have worked very hard on building it through my self-care routines. Kali laughs. You are too obsessed with yourself and this self-esteem. It's all about what I think, what I feel, what I desire, what I want, what I don't want, what I need, what I do, what I don't do. Have you thought for a moment about where all your shaktis have come from? All of it is from me, Devi Shakti, the Ahankara says. But I am making the most of the shaktis that have been given to me. Kali continues. Yeah, sure, but even that shakti to use your shakti is mine. You know, the skulls around my neck and chest indicate the letters and sounds of the Sanskrit alphabet and their various shaktis that are invoked by the pronunciation of the letters. The skulls, or rather death, indicates that I am Kala, time itself, and I devour everything. All creation comes from me and is sustained by me. My body is shown as pulsating to indicate time, signifying the events to come and also reminding you of the time that has gone past. Sucking up the blood shows the transformation of all the different physical forms into the Pancha Mahabhutas, earth, water, fire, air and space. I bring about the transformation of the organic matter to the base elements of the Pancha Mahabhutas. The Ahankara's breathing has now become easy and she says, I feel a lot more relieved and can relate to you a little bit. Kali says, good. I permeate you. My form is shown as adorned with bangles made up of nerves and veins taken from dead corpses and a waistband of locks of hair. Again, taken from corpses. This is just to show that I am present in your blood, your veins, and every nerve of your body. I am present inside and outside the body. The more you identify with me and less with your small ahankara, you will be happier. I am present in all forms, acknowledging that you are fully infused with my shakti, will help you in your moksha pursuit. Kali teasingly asks, "Are you ready for me to destroy your ahankara?" The ahankara is thinking, "Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Why did I even initiate this conversation? What do I have to do?" Kali says, "Just surrender to me. Trust that you are completely blessed. Trust that you will know whatever there is to be known. Trust that I will take care of all the obstacles that you see in all your pursuits. My various weapons indicate the different actions I take to look after the creation, including you. My sword slashes your ego, that is your obsession with I. My Trishula, the trident, shows the three gunas, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas, so that you can be aware of the gunas, play with them, and also see that you are ever free from them. My chakra cuts through the difficult obstacles and helps you. The elephant goad controls your toughest obstacles as well as calms the intensity of emotions that may overwhelm you at times. The mala is the means of attaining my grace through mantra japa and meditation. I do not tire in my efforts of transformation. I continue to destroy the adharma-based forces that have taken a seat in you and prevent you from seeing the truth. My nose brings back those who are obsessed with the material world back to its spiritual reality. The axe cuts through enemies. The snake represents the inherent and dormant Kundalini Shakti that is awakened by my grace. The bow paired with the arrows induces love, passion, and helps in procreation. The hammer shapes the terrain and helps with sustenance. The jackal club is for scavenging the dead organic matter and its transformation to the natural elements. The skull with the organic matter shows the continuous cycle of life and death, which is the law of karma. I am infinite and cannot be clothed literally. I am also subtle. I am Chaitanyam, consciousness. Kali says, "Allowing me to slash your ego is for you to see that the ahankara does not have an independent existence. I have always pervaded you." The ahankara bent down with devotion, and in that instant, Kali had one more head of pride and fear in her hands as she laughed. In the place of the ahankara was the shining blessed eyes of a devotee, a bhakta. Om Shri Kalikayai Namaha. You matter. Your life matters. What you do with your life matters. Thank you for listening. If you found this episode helpful and offering insight, I do hope you will consider sharing this with your friends, family, or on social media. Would you like to receive an email every month that will bring to you more wisdom, more happiness, and more freedom? If the answer is yes, then our monthly newsletter, Arshavidya Bharati, is for you. It has articles on living our traditions, links to podcast episodes, articles and videos published elsewhere in the month, reflections about how Vedanta is changing the life of students, announcements about events and courses, profound Sanskrit sayings, and much, much more. And it's not too long. Do consider checking out this month's issue and also subscribe. The links are in the description of this episode. The transcript of this podcast is available on discoveratma.com/category/podcast. I would love to hear from you. If you have a request or a reflection, please write to me at swaminiji@discoveratma.com. That's SWAMINIJI @discoveratma.com. As always, thank you for listening, and we meet next week.